is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com, so enjoy the features you will find there. You get to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, just submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. Now, with much more serious spam control, so you will have a better time there, a more pleasurable time, because you will not be encountering the spam posts. The bots are being stopped, and even the humans that are posting spam are being prevented from getting on. So that's working, I think. So go over and enjoy it, freetalklive.com. Of course, much to discuss here tonight. Obviously, Ron Paul is going to be on the table for discussion. But still to come, Mark, the 10 lawsuits, most ridiculous lawsuits, apparently, when this was just in 2011?
That's right.
Okay.
Just for 2011.
So that's all on the way here. Of course, you can bring up anything, 855-450-FREE. Last night, Ron Paul walking away with third place in a very, very close competition in the Iowa caucus with, what was it, 22 or 21% at the end of the day?
I think it's 21. But, you know, this is the competition is being framed in a sort of funny way by the media. And, of course, that's what they do. This vote is essentially for delegates, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So right. There were, if Ron Paul got seven delegates, Rick Santorum got seven delegates, and you know, Mitt Romney got seven delegates,
so
wasn't it a tie?
Yeah, it does sound like a tie.
Well, I'm looking at the results here. It says Mitt Romney got 13 and Rick got 12. Ron didn't get any.
Delegates?
Correct.
Why would that be?
Why did you hear that it was 777, Mark?
Because that's where I heard, you know, I read that online.
Well, I'm looking at Fox News, so I suppose they could be wrong.
I'm stunned. Why in the world would they split them that way in such a close race? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I guess we have to figure out who's citing what source. She's citing Fox News. You're citing
some
Ron Paul site?
Hey, you know, that's what I read online. What can I tell you? Some Ron Paul site is essentially what I'm saying here. So I've got the WashingtonExaminer.com says, I think Ron Paul just won Iowa, declared Mark Hansen, Ron Paul's Pottawatomie County coordinator. I assume that's in Iowa. Here at a bar serving as the unofficial county headquarters of the Paul campaign, Hansen had just conceded that Paul would not win the popular vote in Iowa, but he also pointed out after the straw polls, the precincts appointed delegates to the county conventions in March, and that in every precinct in Pottawatomie, at least, two or three Ron Paul supporters volunteered to be delegates. A few other candidate supporters volunteered also. And few other candidate supporters had volunteered. Delegates at the county conventions help select delegates in the state convention, which then select delegates to the Republican National Convention. Technically, tonight's vote was a straw poll, meaning it doesn't count for anything, determining no delegates, but setting the tone. The only actions that actually could make a difference in electing delegates to the National Convention heavily favored Paul. Nobody will be watching in June unless this election gets much more exciting, but Ron Paul might just send more Iowa delegates to Tampa rather than any other candidate.
But the delegates will have to vote for whatever candidate they're sent there to vote for. Right?
Not as I understand the election in Iowa, no. That it's a straw poll and has no binding.
I see. So the delegates coming out of Iowa will be able to vote for whomever they wish?
That's my understanding. According, this is an article here by from WashingtonExaminer.com, Timothy P. Carney.
So on one hand, you've got Tim Carney at the Washington Examiner saying, and this is, Examiner is just an online site, if
I'll take your word for it, sure. Senior political columnist in the Under the Beltway Confidential section.
There's various different Examiner sites out there.
Oh,
there's
sure.
Like the Tampa or Manchester or whatever Examiner, and it looks like pretty much anyone can write for it. Now, I'm not saying that online sites are less viable.
Credible, certainly. I mean, most of the news stories are now getting broken by bloggers.
Right. I just, you know, clearly there's a discrepancy here. One side saying that that Ron Paul didn't get any delegates. This guy saying that Ron got the majority of delegates. So I would say there's a pretty serious discrepancy there. I don't know what the truth is.
It is my understanding of what I've read about the new Republican caucus or the new Republican sort of primary selection. That doesn't, what Fox is saying doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Well, they could be totally BSing, you know. I mean, they are part of the state apparatus, so who knows what the truth is. 855-450-FREE.
Maybe they're assuming that Paul will drop out and therefore his votes will be split. I don't know.
I think it's pretty silly of them to presume Paul will drop out, but who knows what they're thinking. Maybe it's just propaganda. 1-855-450-FREE. Maybe you can put your thoughts in on this whole delegate business. I think ultimately it doesn't really matter. Ultimately to me what matters, though, is that Ron Paul continue on as far as he possibly can and talk about the ideas of liberty as much as he possibly can. And as long as he continues to do that, I'll continue to support his campaign. So to me, it doesn't matter if he's first place, second place, third place. Ultimately, to me, Ron Paul is a communicator. He is he's a platform for the ideas of liberty to spread, and he's very effective at doing that. So I think that from that perspective, Ron Paul has already won, especially if you look at the difference between this year and 2008. I don't know if anybody checked on this, but I did last night. I went to look at the results from 2008 in Iowa in their caucus. Did anybody else look at that?
I didn't.
Mitt Romney got fewer votes than he did in 2008, and Ron Paul got, three times as many?
I didn't even look at what Mitt Romney got, because I don't care, but Ron Paul more than doubled his percentage. I didn't look at the raw votes. I wasn't able to find that, but he went from like 9-something percent to 22%. So that, to me, is significant. Clearly, you know, the first time you run for a political office, you've got to get your name out there. People have to hear who you are, and you're probably not going to win the first time around. Obviously, it was Ron's second time, but it was his first time in the Republican race for president, as I understand it. And he made a huge, much larger splash this time out, which says to me that the ideas of liberty are infectious, that people, you know, were able to pick up on it this time because he was able to get publicity for his ideas. He was able to get more respect from some of the media this time around. And as a result of that increased exposure and also perhaps a result of the poor economy, maybe making people more receptive to new ideas, Ron's ideas clearly are on the upswing. And it you know, that's a pretty hopeful thing for the future. Whether Ron Paul wins or not, Ron Paul coming in, you know, this ultra-conservative kind of Republican race with well over a fifth of the population that was voting there, voting for him, shows that the ideas of liberty are popular and they can spread. And it makes me wonder, you know, how close are we to a point of saturation for these ideas? Are we even anywhere near it? Are we
think 20% was pretty close to it. I wouldn't be able to say whether
it's 20% of those who voted. So it's not 20% of everyone in America.
Certainly not. What I took away from this is it's down to a two-man race, and Paul is one of them. I mean, Santorum can't put any kind of ground campaign together for New Hampshire, and New Hampshire wouldn't vote for Santorum anyway. He's too socially conservative. New Hampshire is a fiscally conservative place, but not a socially conservative place. I mean, this is the first state in the nation to legalize gay marriage from a legislative standpoint.
Yeah, but aren't they trying to undo that now?
There's always going to be somebody trying to undo it.
But aren't they, like, pretty successful with
no,
it?
My
no,
understanding
not.
Is the bill that was due to come out of committee in January has been tabled by the sponsor, actually.
Really?
Did that
just recently happen?
In the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, I know that the folks that support gay marriage, you know, were coming out in force against this this change around.
Also, the bill to expand the death penalty has been modified to some extent to get rid of that death penalty, to give an option of getting rid of the death penalty entirely.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of...
That's a pleasant surprise.
A lot of things that are...
there's always this last-minute stuff that makes things very confusing.
Funny. No doubt. But so, I mean, what that says to me is that Santorum may be able to mount something in South Carolina, but it doesn't seem likely. People look at the last election and say, oh, well, how did that go? What happened there? Because a lot of people are going to base their vote in New Hampshire on what happened in Iowa.
You think so?
To some extent, sure. Enough people that it matters.
1-855-450-FREE is the
I can tell you the
number.
People that were going to vote for Bachman are changing their vote, considering she dropped out.
She's the one who thought she was going to win in
she
Iowa.
She think that.
She said that.
Talking.
She said it on the air.
Perry has gone home to consider things.
Yeah, it looks like he's sticking in it, but...
That doesn't mean anything.
Did you hear this Santorum guy attacking the pursuit of happiness? We'll bring in that clip in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there on the house. Unlike a lot of those other talk shows want to charge you for their sites, you can go and grab as many archives as you want. They are going all the way back to late 2006, and they're free. You just click and download. There's no jumping through hoops. You don't have to log in. It's all just right there, right at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is with other people who think like you, people that believe in freedom. people that appreciate the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. But we'll see what Rick Santorum thinks about that particular viewpoint in a moment. But the people that do believe in that are coming together. A lot of them are. In fact, over almost 1,000 people are now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000 are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's a group of liberty-loving folks concentrating their activism, and they're moving their lives to the same place. Now, Nemi is here tonight, and she's a New Hampshire native, and I take it that you're pretty pleased with what's been happening with the Free State Project thus far.
I like some of what I see.
Some of what you see.
Some of what I see. Okay. I respect everybody to choose their own brand of activism, even though it doesn't necessarily agree with what I would do personally.
You mean like standing in the parking lot and singing to the bureaucrats?
Yeah, and that really tickles some people, and that's cool. I'm glad that it does. That's not really my particular brands of activism. I would much rather go to Concord and testify before a committee.
Yeah, but I heard that you were doing Robin Hooding the other day.
I'm a rabid Robin Hooder.
So that really means that you go out in front of the, you go and you find expired parking meters and put money in so they can't ticket people.
It's funny. I was doing it just this morning, and the ticket person, meter maid, mm-hmm. I think that's not a PC term anymore. The meter person was standing there. And a friend of mine were outside having a cigarette, and I was like, oh, dude, I see her. We've got to go plug meters. And I grabbed my change thing. Off we went, both of us. I think we saved 8 people from tickets.
That's awesome.
And by the time we were done, I saw that the meter maid was still standing there. And it turns out that the truck that she was ticketing, her ticket machine wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So as I walked up to plug that meter, I said, good morning. And I was nice and smiled at her. And she looked at me and started walking away. And I realized that the meter was still flashing, and she couldn't ticket the person, so I plugged the meter and off we go, and it felt wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's good. See, that's the kind of activism I really like, because it's really tangible. It's something where you can help people right there in the moment. You're saving people from parking tickets.
It's not expensive. It really isn't. It was a grand total of maybe $1.50.
Put nickels in, and you buy in 5 minutes. That's enough to get the woman away from the cars.
That's right.
So I think it's done
most effectively when you have some kind of literature to put underneath the windshield and say.
I agree with that. We do have some
literature.
I usually
have it on them all the time. You know?
Right.
Well, you know, I do travel prepared, Mark.
That is the proper way to do things. And people can learn more over at freekeen.com. There's a Robin Hood pull down up there on the Shire tab where you can actually read the letter that people leave when they do this. They leave this letter on people's cars after they've saved them from getting a ticket. So again, everybody's got their opinion about the activism here, but you're active within the community because at least it's my understanding that you're excited that Free Staters are coming here.
I was raised with the principles of liberty, and I embrace them personally, and I enjoy the company of people who also embrace the principles of liberty.
Yeah, I was asking people the other night, some people who've moved here, to give me a short little blurb of why, because I want to cut a commercial for ShireSociety.com and encourage people to move to the Shire, which is kind of like a parallel movement to the Free State Project. It's not designed to replace the Free State Project as much as it is to market maybe to a different audience, kind of a similar idea. And generally, the common theme amongst the people that had moved as to why they'd moved was because of the people, was because they wanted to be around other people who thought like they did.
Yeah.
And lots of people come. They back them up. You know, in events, and they're just very impressed by the activists here.
In fact, Ian, when you had talked to me about your idea, I had said, well, maybe you should, since it is the Shire Society and it's more inclusive of folks who haven't been necessarily movers, I said, well, why don't you ask why people have stayed, too? Mm. Because some have come and gone for whatever reason, and you have natives like me who just are going to be here. It's I think Derek coined the term lifer in a diaper. I think it's great here, and I would definitely encourage anyone who loves liberty or even appreciates liberty to come check it out.
Yep, so go to freestateproject.org and go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about the upcoming Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Great speakers like Peter Schiff, will be there. Prax Girl, she'll be there. Many others. You can go and see the list of speakers and get details on the hotel and all kinds of other information over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code FTL2012 to get signed up and save 10%. That's FTL2012. Rick Santorum, one of the winners in last night's debate, or not debate, but the caucus in Iowa. And I don't know, you know, I'd heard this guy's name in the past because the war on drugs is a pretty important issue to me, that is ending the war on drugs. And I'd heard Santorum's name in the past in the kind of the anti-drug war circles as a major drug warrior, like somebody who really supports the war on drugs, somebody who introduces more, you know, controlling, dictatorial, scary legislation.
He's basically a fiscal moderate, which means moderately liberal, and a social conservative.
A total "I want to control you" kind of guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much his thing.
And again, I don't pay a lot of attention to these politicians, but I saw this video all over Facebook in the last 24 hours, and so I figured, all right, maybe I should take a look at this thing. And it's his interview that he did on CN8. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's Canada. But anyway, they did this interview with him, and this was about 5 years ago, where he attacks the pursuit of happiness as one of the problems with America. So I wanted to share some...
America and that darn pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, I wanted to share some of that audio. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but we'll start about a minute into it.
No, I don't believe... I do believe they are anti-responsibility. I mean, their entire agenda is... I should be able to do whatever I want to do as long as no one gets hurt.
But now, that's what he's saying the so-called liberals' agenda is. But of course,
they'll call Ron Paul a liberal all day long. So,
right, but he's not responding to Ron Paul here. No. He's just in an interview about conservative, being a conservative or something like that.
Doesn't even know what the term libertarian means.
Right, and I'm sorry, liberals are controlling too in many ways when it comes to your personal beliefs. There are plenty of drug warrior liberals. There are people like, you know, Hillary Clinton.
The prohibition movement in the United States history was a liberal movement.
And then you got people like Hillary Clinton who want to ban violent video games. So there is no dividing line here, at least not the one that he's presenting. The dividing line is whether or not you're willing to aggress against your neighbor to try to control their behavior. And both conservatives and liberals, in different ways, and sometimes in the same ways, on same issues, absolutely do support aggressing against peaceful people. So let's continue with Santorum.
Oh, my goodness. Let me get you the records on the floor of the United States Senate.
Oh, please, as though people on the Senate floor are saying things like, people should do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting anyone else.
Yeah, that's happening all the time.
Yeah, I don't think so. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They all want to control you. But we'll get to his quote here in a moment about the pursuit of happiness and why it's a problem. Also, we'll allow you to bring up whatever's on your mind. So take control at 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. You can go and get interactive on our bulletin board system, where, by the way, and you know, I don't know if we mention this often enough, but that is where the show prep that we that ends up on the air gets kind of posted. So, like, freetalklive.com is a website that allows listeners to submit show prep to the site, and then other people can vote it up and down. But ultimately, we don't get to it all. We can scratch the surface of it sometimes, but that's about it. But you know, sometimes you'll hear us talking about something on the air. Usually, it gets posted over at the BBS. So, Mark, I don't know if you ever post your stuff there. I do normally post.
Didn't even know we still did that.
But so now you know. I do it. Maybe you're welcome to do it, Mark, if you like.
I do post some show prep over on the site.
Yeah, there's a specific forum there at bbs.freetalklive.com where I post show prep every night I remember to post it, which is most nights. And let's see, also each show on the freetalklive.com site has a link to the discussion of each of the night's shows on the BBS. So it's all kind of linked in together. And so one of the other reasons to go get involved over the BBS, besides being able to interact with other listeners, at bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with Santorum in a moment. Ray is on the line first in Washington, in Aberdeen. Hey, Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's
all's
on your mind?
All's well.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something. I listen to a ton of talk radio, and we're talking from 6 in the morning till 10 at night. Basically, when I'm doing things, I'm listening. And a lot of times I'm listening through the computer, so I don't have to listen to a regular radio. So I'm listening to both sides. I'm listening to progressives, and I'm listening to hard right-wing conservatives, okay? Enough to hear Scott the Bigot numerous different times on different shows, okay? Now, one thing I've been noticing for quite some time when it comes to Ron Paul, which I'm hopefully going to vote for Ron Paul, is I'm hearing on the progressive side numerous people coming out arguing with the progressives as to why they're going to vote for Paul. And then, on the conservative side...
Are you saying they are progressives arguing with other progressives?
Arguing with, say, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
As to why they are going to be voting for Paul and not for Obama this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the conservative side, I'm hearing them go at somebody like Michael Medved or Neil Bortz. Or to why they're not going to be voting for whatever Republican you're going to throw up there. They're going to be voting for Paul. And the numbers are so large, and I'm hearing this so often, that if Paul was to run as an independent, he could probably take close to half the votes from the Democrats and half the votes from the Republicans and win fine.
It could be.
He's got the best chance at a third party run in any
in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Probably better than Perot from what it's things are looking like.
I think so, because he's gotten more advanced press than Perot did.
The very fact that he might run third really has to give the Republican establishment sort of pause and say, oh, well, what's going to happen if Ron Paul does run third? Is the Republican going to win? And I think the answer is pretty much a no in that circumstance. So, I think that the Republicans really need to think about that strongly. I have heard people say that he wouldn't run. I've heard one person say, and this seems to have some there's something to it, is that he wouldn't run third because it would ruin Rand's chances in 2016 or whenever.
Sure. On our regular close to the town where I live, little radio show that we have in the morning, I brought this up first thing this morning. And, of course, the warmongers, they come out of the woodwork calling me a coward because I'd rather not volunteer to go kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a whole bunch of people calling in and saying, hey, listen, this is the reason we should stop these wars and vote for a man like this, and in support of my opinion of the call. But you will get the hardcore war mongers, the guys who've been in the service and think that killing is just the most wonderful thing out there.
Yeah, I wonder if those guys have actually been in the end of the service.
Usually the hardcore warmongers are the ones who've never been involved in killing, but obviously there are sadists out there.
They're the ones that call guys like me cowards because I just said, hey, listen, I've been around in Vietnam. I don't want anything to do with any of that kind of garbage. I was just old enough to miss the draft by just a couple of years. But, there, again, we got these same individuals looking back at Vietnam saying what a mistake, but not apologizing for the killing that they took part in. It's a real shame, but I do see enough of this Paul support that I think there may be something there.
It could be.
Yeah, well, anyways, that's all I wanted to bring up, guys.
I appreciate the observation, Ray, and thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL, CAI toll-free line.
As far as I'm concerned, I really could care less how Paul makes it in. I think that being a Republican is going to get him. I think that the most likely way that Paul would become president is if he gets the Republican nomination and nobody runs third. But I think that it's just as likely that if he gets the Republican nomination, one of the Republicans that feels bad, and one of the warmonger party will put up somebody who may run third and then therefore knock off Paul's chances of getting in.
It presumes that the media would give the third party any attention whatsoever. Now they might, because if Ron Paul gets the nod for the nomination, then yeah, maybe the media would, just simply to oppose Paul, give the third party attention. But typically third parties don't get jack for attention from the media. And so, anybody seen dropping out of the race is generally considered a nobody in the campaign at that point, and third-party runs are seen as desperate and, guaranteed to fail, and so usually most news media don't spend their time on them.
Well, there hasn't been much as far as choices for third-party candidates either.
You've had Ralph Nader in the past, and he's got a pretty big name. He's not liberty-oriented, but he... He's Ralph Nader, and they didn't, certainly didn't let him in the debates, and they've never let any libertarian in the debates. And so, if you really want to be considered a contender, you have to be able to get into the debate. So unless the Republicans and Democrats are going to come together to open the debates to third parties because of Ron Paul coming in, which really would be pretty awesome if that ended up happening, because I think it's great when you get more voices in a debate. You bring somebody in from the Green Party, somebody in from the Libertarians, whoever that ends up being, maybe it'll be Gary Johnson or perhaps Mary Ruart will run again. If they did that, just to oppose Ron Paul, if they opened up the debates to third parties, just to, you know, dilute the vote for Ron Paul, that'd be pretty incredible, just to get different opinions out there.
I concur.
I'd be blown away if that happened.
Yeah.
I think
Romney is going to get the Republican nod, and I would like to see Ron Paul run as an independent.
You know, I wonder about I think that does make sense, and it's easy to say that Romney would get the nod. But, you know, a lot of people didn't want to vote for Romney. They really, really didn't want to vote for Romney last night, to the point that they were willing to vote for Santorum, who didn't even show up on the radar a week ago. And
really?
I mean, it shows that Romney is an incredibly weak candidate, and I don't know what that means.
It's going to be hard to sell
but
government
what would
healthcare.
It be for? I think it's a two-person race now. I'll say two-man race because they both are males. I think it's a two-man race, and I think a lot of Republicans have to decide right now, is it Romney, author of Romney Care, or Paul, who has a foreign policy that they really are disturbed by?
Good question. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess the Republicans will have to pick the lesser of two evils.
I guess they will. I don't think Gingrich can come back from what happened
absolutely not.
In Iowa. I don't think Santorum's got a ground camp. I mean, do you think Santorum's going to do anything in New Hampshire?
Absolutely not.
I mean, I don't think he's going to break 10%.
Let's talk to Alex listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex. Alex in Ohio.
Hello.
Hello.
Seen your show, wondering what you think on the situation in Iran with the Strait of Hormuz.
Tell you what, you know what, we'll have to get a little more information from you here in a moment. I didn't hear at the very beginning of this call something about a senior show.
I think it's the first time I've seen your show.
Oh, senior show. Got it. As in watching on the webcam. Okay. At cam.freetalklive.com. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here. We'll get back with Alex in a moment. And you can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Still to come, 10 outrageous lawsuits. Mark will share those with us, and you can also bring us anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can experience the whole site for free. You don't have to pay a membership fee at all. But if you do want to support Free Talk Live, we have an option for you. It's called the AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Now, it's $3 a month, but we're just asking for it. You can still enjoy the whole website for free if you can't afford to become an amplifier. But if you can afford $3 a month, you know, maybe cut back on a cup of coffee or something like that, then Free Talk Live will be able to use that money to invest in the show, to advertise to the radio industry, get on more than 105 stations, which we're currently on, and also advertise out to the Internet on places like Google and Facebook to bring more ears to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you think that Free Talk Live is doing a good job about spreading these ideas, then send us the $3 over at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure site. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit, and it is easy. I've got one in my car, and it is easy to use. Most of the time, you don't think about it at all. As video cameras recording all around inside your vehicle, it also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness, FreedomCam.net. I've got one. I highly recommend this. It's FreedomCam.net.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Alex is on the line with us, calling from Ohio. Alex, you'd begun asking a question. We ran out of time in the last segment, though. You were asking about the Straits of Hormuz?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a voice over IP line, so I might be slightly delayed in my responses. But, yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought about it, basically. I want to know what you think about the situation. Do you think that the U.S.'s response is appropriate? Do you think what Iran is doing is appropriate?
Can you give me a rundown on what the situation is exactly?
Basically, the Strait of Hormuz, or Hormuz, however you pronounce it, Iran is threatening to close it off if the U.S. gives them more sanctions, and they're also not now trying to stop a lot of the U.S. Boats from going through there.
They're threatening. They're not really stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the question is what I think about the situation. I would say that the U.S. government needs to get the hell out of other countries from around the world and stop meddling in other people's business. I think if the U.S. government weren't sanctioning Iran, then we wouldn't have the situation, right? If their government is saying, well, we're responding to the sanctions being placed on our country. And remember, let's translate what sanctions usually mean. It means starving people to death. It means the U.S. government preventing food and medical supplies and things like that.
Materials.
From getting into a country. They starved over 500,000 people to death. I think a lot of people died because of the sanctions in Iraq back in the 1990s. So sanctions, the word sanctions makes it sound like, oh, we're sanctioning you.
It doesn't do anything to the politicians in that country. It only does things to poor people.
Yeah, so it's important that people understand what sanctions mean. So people are really getting hurt by, whenever sanctions happen. And so it's inevitable that governments will respond with more violence and more force, and that's what Iran is doing, and so they're escalating, and the U.S. government will likely escalate, and before you know it, you'll have yourself another war. So clearly, de-escalation is the solution, and I don't think someone like Ron Paul, for instance, would support anything but de-escalating that situation.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Great.
Do you think that?
Go quickly. Got the voiceover IP delay here. It should only take like a second for that to happen. Alex, you got to get your other point out quickly, and then we got to move on. Alex going once. Alex going twice.
Let me pop in on this straight.
855-450-FREE is the number. Thanks for the call, Alex.
There, my next door neighbor has a shared driveway. There are two houses share one driveway, and that's what the Straits of Hormuz essentially is. It is a body of water that sets alongside many countries. Several countries must use the Straits of Hormuz if they wish to export things like oil. That would be Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. They must use this body of water essentially. And by stopping the use of that water by those countries, as far as I'm concerned, Iran is committing an act of war. Now, the United States would be legitimate in stepping in if the United States was the policeman of the world. Mm-hmm. However, the United States is not the policeman of the world. No one has ever elected or appointed them sheriff. And the fact that they choose to act like the policeman of the world is only going to raise the ire of many places. As far as I'm concerned, this is something for Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Iraq to deal with, not for the United States to deal with. This is their issue, and they will come out to a better equilibrium than if the United States gets involved and just plays arbiter. Because a lot of people feel like the United States doesn't play fair. Do you think that Iran feels like the United States plays fair on a regular basis? I mean, considering they've been named the Axis of Evil by their by the United States rulers, I suspect Iran doesn't feel real. Like the arbiter is going to be real fair. Do I think what Iran would do in this case, the only thing that they feel that they can do, is right? No, I don't think Iran should be blocking off the Straits of Hormuz, and I don't think they would be if the United States wasn't attempting to put sanctions on them.
Clearly, they weren't. Right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's Iran is a regional powerhouse. There's no doubt about it. They have some strength in the area. That much is true. But... it is what it is. I think the United States made them more powerful by, taking out Saddam Hussein, who then turned, the result was the first Arabian country that is Shia-controlled, which Iran is Shia-controlled, too. It's not Arabian, it's Persian. The United States destabilizes wherever it goes, it seems.
1-855-450-FREE.
I'm inclined to agree. I don't think we have any business interfering in things that don't directly...
When you say we, you mean the federal government?
Right, sorry.
Because I'm not interfering with anyone.
Inappropriate use of the word we. When I was speaking in terms of America, I don't believe America has the right to go in and behave this way. And pick sides and play favorites.
It just causes problems. It's always caused problems. 855-453 made wars last longer. In the past, you look at other conflicts. I think it was World War I that was coming out to, wasn't it like basically a stalemate at one point, and the U.S. got in and tipped the scales and kept it going? Right?
That much is pretty much true. If the United States would have stayed out of World War One, if Woodrow Wilson, who was elected by a minority essentially because of
was elected to stay out of the war,
he claimed that he was going to stay out of the war, didn't decide that it was a good idea to get into it, you probably wouldn't have had the destruction of communism. I mean, some historians disagree on this particular point, but you probably wouldn't have had
the destruction of it.
The destruction that communism brought for what 50, 75 years,
the scourge.
The scourge of really socialism, because it's not actually communism, but the Communist Party taking over Russia, the Bolsheviks,
mm-hmm.
And more importantly, and this is. You know, no one disputes this, is Hitler. Nazis wouldn't have taken control of Germany if that hadn't been a result.
Very unlikely.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had fascism, at least the disgusting form of fascism that was Nazism as a result. The United States doesn't have a great track record. I mean, the reason that Iran hates the United States so much now is the CIA's installation of the Shah back in the 50s.
They don't forget. Unlike
you can't
Americans,
kill people and control their governments and think that they're just going to give you a big old hug.
Yeah, yeah. Those folks have not forgotten what has happened over the last several decades. Unlike Americans who forget
never
what
knew.
Happened last week.
Frankly,
right.
Never knew. They just don't care. You know, the things are going well here. Why would we look at foreign policy?
That's right.
So there you go. There's your answer, Alex. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything still to come. The 10 most ridiculous lawsuits. Plus, Nenny, you've got a story about a bully who
was killed.
He got what was coming to him.
That's
although,
right.
I don't know if killing a bully is necessarily the right response. But then again, I don't know how bad this kid was being bullied. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. I have it's from Florida, and the headline reads, Collier judge upholds stand your ground stabbing death defense in teens bus stop bullying. Now, you asked, Ian, how severe the attack was, the initial altercation, the bullying. He was followed by a group of people off a bus. His antagonist was a junior, and the 14-year-old was a freshman, punched him in the back of the head.
Oh, nice.
And then the person who's being bullied turned around, stabbed him 12 times, chest and abdomen, killed him.
Wow.
And he is now walking free because
That's
of Florida's
amazing.
Stand Your Ground law.
I'd like to know a little bit more about this, like, how do we know he was being bullied?
Awesome. 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is next. You taking short. Hour 2 is next.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.